This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Welcome to another Aesthetic and Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution, right? You don't want to be part of the problem. You want to be part of the solution. I think it's a great place to be. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the convo. Now, look. I'm going to do rapid fire in the show for the next hour or two. Because I am really tired of all of this. You guys have fallen behind on some of these stories. Yeah, you heard me, you guys. I know you can't keep up with it. That's why I want to be here. I want to let you know what's going on, right? So, when you sent me a link to another story, but look, here's the thing. Think about all the things that Joe Biden's doing. You know, he stopped us from being energy independent. He shut down the Keystone pipeline, stopped the drilling in Alaska. It's almost impossible, even if you get a drilling permit or lease, it's almost impossible to start drilling with all the regulations there are. So, there's a reality here that you have to pay attention to. Think of all the things that he's changing by edict, if you would. You know, Title IX specifically put in place to protect physical women that were born as women because of the differences in body strengths and what have you. And now that all goes to crap because why? They're going to let men play in female sports. Yeah, this is called what it is. Can we stop calling them identified females, identified men, identified this, that? Can we just stop doing that? Biden admin has announced a plan to reduce Western states' water. Now, we just came out of a drought, right? And because the feds and the state of California and others weren't ready to capture the water, didn't do anything about this for years, all of a sudden it's the state's fault. Now, the Biden administration announced Monday that seven Western states have reached an agreement to conserve critical Colorado River system water supplies. Amid severe drought, we're out of those severe drought situations. So instead of conserving the water being at the top of the list for me, how about we start putting plans together to grab the water when it rains, grabs the runoff from the mountains, grab the water that's being collected after the snowpacks start to melt. God forbid we do that. That would make way too much sense, right? The agreement reached by the so-called lower basin states of Arizona, California, and Nevada ensures that at least 3 million acre feet, or 978 billion gallons of Colorado River water supplies, are conserved by 2027. That's an edict by the Department of the Interior. Now, they've worked with these things. Now, because you know everything is slow, they've been working on this for years. Because we were having problems with rain. Go on to say that there are 40 million people, 7 states, and 30 tribal nations who rely on the Colorado River Basin. They need this water for drinking and electricity and so on. Now, here's the one thing about it. They have held back, like, what's his name, Governor Newsom, or Newsom as I like to call him. You know, the middle part of our state has got farms all through it. And then, and they supplied, I don't know what it was at one point in time I heard, it was a third of the nation's produce. And Newsom said it was a waste of water. I don't know why. I don't know what he was thinking. He didn't tell anybody. It was a waste of water. Why? Because it goes into the ground, and I guess it doesn't come back. Does he realize there is as much water on the planet today as there was the day it was created? Does he understand how the whole ecosystem works? Does he understand that the water can never, it doesn't like float off into space? Anyway. One person from the Department of Interior says, today's announcement is a testament to the Biden-Harris administration's commitment to the working with states, tribes, and communities throughout the West to find common sense solutions. Right. Because we face a real challenge from climate change. Okay. DOJ said that, oh, I'm sorry, DOI said that they're going to conserve water would be compensated, all those, or the groups that conserve water would be compensated through funding from the Inflation Reduction Act. Because you reduce inflation by paying people not to drink as much water. Right. None of this makes any sense, does it? Right? The federally managed Glen Canyon Dam in northern Arizona and Hoover Dam in southern Nevada are able to control water flows from the respective reservoirs to the lower basin states. So the feds have total control, right? Right, the decades of drought conditions, both Lake Powell and Lake Mead, have dropped to lower levels. You know what's funny is that as they were dropping, they were finding cars, bodies, all kinds of stuff in that water. And they were just amazed at what they were seeing. Now, the pictures in this article, they're pictures from before the rain. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Left is still ignoring proof that Trump was innocent, that everything he said about being, you know, surveilled and you know, being bugged in the whole nine yards of the hoax, he was right about all of it. And nobody cares. Or the left doesn't care. They still want to nail him. There's still a way to nail him. I mean, there are notes in there that basically say from the FBI upper echelon that they want to keep Trump from becoming president. They played with a president. They sabotaged a presidential election. You know what I think? You're not going to like what I'm going to say. I wonder how many of you are along with me on this one. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You know what I think? I think we should go back to the old days of what happens with treason and sedition. Yeah. Really, seriously. Capital punishment for both. You line up a couple of these guys. Look you've got, how many times? 35 times Adam Schiff went on TV to say he has seen proof of the tie between the Russians and President Trump. That was a lie. It was a lie to Congress. It was a lie to the American people. And yet they still want to call Trump the liar. This is why it is so hard to take you guys on the left seriously when you start pushing this stuff. Will you call people on your side of the aisle liars when they lie, when you can prove it? They probably won't. Anyway. So this is why it's very hard for us to come together now, because ultimately you feel like everything you guys say is truth and real and can't be disputed, and yet everything that is said from somebody on the right is a lie. You've got to watch out for it. And now you have proof. You have proof from the FBI. You have proof from an independent investigator. You have proof that the FBI lied. They try to hang Trump, and you just don't care. That's sad. That's not even that it's unpatriotic. You actually are an enemy of the country at that point. Because whether you like the guy or hate the guy, look, I could care less about Obama. I didn't like him. I didn't like what he stood for. I didn't like many of the decisions he made. But I didn't want anybody to nail him like that. I wouldn't want anybody to, and I said that on the show plenty of times. I actually stuck up for him a few times. My mistake. But I wouldn't want this to be done to him. But the left seems to be okay with it. They're fine with all the injustices and the illegal stuff that was performed, that was called out in that report, and they're good with it. Just amazing. And now we're at it again. So Missouri High School yearbook, well, concerns have been raised with stuff that's going on its pages. Why? Because it promotes casual sex and drinking. What was that all about? Why? I remember the days, if it even smelled like you were going down that road, they wouldn't do it. Right? And by the way, the left, the reason I'm giggling, is as they go through their day, they're saying that, you know, Schiff was not mentioned in the Durham report, so therefore he's clean. There was no direct this. There was no... I just find it amazing. They would dig, read... They wouldn't just read between the lines. They would read between the words and between the letters when it came to trying to nail Trump for something. Anyway, all right, back to the story. Missouri High School yearbook is drawing backlash from some parents because it's mentioning sex, drugs, and partying by students. Almost as a good thing. All right, one of the moms popped on one of the local news sources. They said, there's a time and place for everything. And for a high school yearbook that glamorized casual sex, illegal drugs, and alcohol use is completely inappropriate. That's according to a few of the moms that live in the area, anyway. According to the New York Post, a page in the yearbook titled Hooked-ish features opinions from students about hookup culture, the concept of casual sex relationships, without labels, and its benefits and consequences. Right? Now they have images of Plan B, one-step pregnancy tests, condoms, and more spread all over the page. And the survey results that I got back. They have students that talk about the weirdest places they've hooked up. Football field, a dressing room, even a bowling alley parking lot in the backseat of someone else's car. Now, we know this stuff goes on, but is it really something we want to put in our yearbook? Is it really something that we want to talk about? I mean, 20 years from today, there are things I did in high school and others, I'm sure. You go, thank God nobody was there for that one. Thank God it hasn't been immortalized in our yearbook. God. The yearbook also included opinions from students about their drinking and smoking habits, preferences. Just amazing. Is this really something we want to look back on? I mean, seriously, something you want to look back on? and decide, oh, yeah, that was cool. Right? I'm glad for that. You know, there's real-life issues that seem cool in the yearbook. Think about the 14-year-old kids that go to the high school who might feel peer pressure maybe to get into this stuff. When they really never thought about it before, but they really never wanted a part of it. You know, we got to the point, see, there's no middle of the road. I remember this. You got to the point where if you were known as somebody, I know, you get beat up for it. But if you were sexually active in high school, you were weird, you were wrong, you were off. Right? Now it's got to the point where if you've even said, if you're a female and even suggest you want to wait to have sex to get married, they all tell you how weird you are, how wrong you are, how much sense that doesn't make. When did that happen? And why does it matter? And why should you determine or try to tell somebody, because you made the mistake, maybe, of having sex too early? Maybe you regret the choices you made. Now you're going to drag somebody down that road. Why? So you don't feel alone? Just amazing. You can still talk about real-life issues, maybe educating people on dangerous stats of the consequences of casual sex, doing drugs, alcohol, how many kids died from doing that. And some parents that even I talk to, they've given up on trying to persuade their kids to stay away from the drugs, to stay away from peer pressure, to stand up to peer pressure. They don't seem to care. Or they don't seem to want to fight it anymore. Why? They're your kids. They didn't ask to be here. You brought them in the world. Show us in your house. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is officially running for president.
And I'm running for president of the United States.
The Republican made the announcement Monday morning from his hometown of North Charleston. He said the U.S. is retreating from patriotism and faith under the Biden administration. Scott, who is the only black Republican in the U.S. Senate, is vying to be the first African-American to win the GOP nomination for president. Republicans in the New York State Senate want to know exactly how much the migrant crisis is costing taxpayers in New York. The Republicans' leader in the Senate sent a letter to the state's comptroller calling for every dollar spent on the migrant crisis to be updated and made public. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Don't let anything get in your way of making a difference. Don't let anything get in the way of, you know, making it right. Making it happen. I know it sounds kind of goofy, right? I want to make it happen. But you know what I'm saying to you? You know, get your information together, as you should anyway. Get your information together. Get out there. Pick a topic, any topic. And I mean that from a standpoint of you want to get out there. You do want to make a difference. I know you all do. But make sure when you go out there and you get ready to fight, you have the right stuff. You have what you need. Wouldn't that be great? Surprise, shock, wonderment. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was talking about how the parents have given up on guiding their children, persuading their children to stand up against peer pressure, not take the drugs, not to get all the sexual craziness too early. And we failed this generation big time. Because we wanted to be their friends. We wanted to be their buddies. We didn't like the way our parents treated us when we were told to do or not to do something. Why did my dad let me experience myself, find myself? I was teasing earlier. If I ever said to my dad, you know, Dad, I need to quit school and go out and find myself, he would have grabbed me by the back of the neck, brought me into the bathroom, pointed my face towards the rear and go, this is where you are. You're right here. Go ahead, take a good look. That would have been the end of it. Right? I mean, seriously. There was none of this joking around, I mean, with all this crazy stuff. Stuff that teachers are filling you with. And again, not all teachers are bad. There are a lot of great teachers out there who care about the kids and don't want to deal with the social stuff. I'm going to blame them as much as I blame the parents, because stop giving in to peer pressure. You biology teachers, you know what's right or wrong. Don't give in to it. I mean, seriously. We're trusting you with our kids, and I will say to you, not everything you do is right, and you know it. Look at the CDC's backing away from now. Look at how they're backing away. They're actually even saying the mask thing may have been a mistake for the kids. Well, how is it that the parents knew that? I knew that. You knew that. But the experts didn't? Maybe they got paid too much money. Right? The Kirkwood School District said in a statement, as the school officials don't engage in prior review, why not? No, really, seriously. They should. When it comes to the yearbook, they should take a look at it. Because some of the stuff that's printed, some of the stuff that's talked about, some of the stuff that's put in there is wrong. And matter of fact, some of it is out and out fraudulent. Right? The Pioneer Yearbook defended the controversial pages, saying, look, we stand by our book. We're proud of what we accomplished. We're grateful for the right and freedom to publish what we believe is relevant. Well, what you believe is relevant may not always be relevant. Remember, just because you believe something, does it make it real? No, come on, think about it. Does it make it real? Just because you believe it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Right? And it's okay. It's okay for you to get informed. Don't be nervous about what somebody thinks or doesn't think or what have you. Right? And somebody just sent me this. They're actually touting the Noah's Ark exhibit as a tourist trap. Gee, I wonder why. Anyway, head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can... So much going on there. So much you can be part of or not be part of. Up to you. You know, I mean, I give you choices, unlike the government. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. The Biden administration also, it pulls a grant for an energy firm with Chinese ties. And you know there had to be all kinds of heat. There had all kinds of stuff happening. Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. For them to pull that. Or them to pull that, right? The Biden administration informed lawmakers Monday that it will no longer award a $200 million grant to the Chinese-linked energy technology firm. In a call with congressional staff Monday evening, Department of Energy, they said the Microvast, a Texas-based maker of technology for electric vehicle batteries, won't receive the lucrative grant, which had been earmarked under two 2021 infrastructure packets. Right? I mean, the Republicans have been fighting since shortly after this was put in place to pull this. Right? Because, it has to do with a Chinese company. Let the Chinese government fund their own endeavors, if you would. I mean, it's constant where we're giving money to some of these companies that are owned by other governments for all intents and purposes. During a grant award process, the DOE is required to assess a number of factors, including the fitness of an applicant to carry out the scope of its responsibilities. Right? It's financial management. It's accounting system. Grantees are required to share a large amount of confidential information during the process. Now, the DOE announced in October that Microvast would be one of the 20 American companies to receive a portion of the nearly $3 billion that would put out. Crazy. However, almost 70% of Microvast revenue was generated in China. And only 3% of all that came from the U.S. How does that make any sense? The same filing, the company acknowledged that the Chinese government exerts substantial influence over its business sector. Of course it does. They do over everything that they're involved with. But why is it, again, that we know this and the experts over at the Department of Energy have no clue? How does that happen? I would love to know. And it just gets worse every day with this stuff. It's almost like they're living in a coma in D.C. Anything that comes across their desk, they just love it. They think it's great. Amazing. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Oh, no, we're just going to run down these stories. I've been trying to get them off my desk. Right now you got Governor Roy Cooper, Democrat out of North Carolina. He's declared a state of emergency because he doesn't want a school choice bill to pass the state legislature. That's right. So because he doesn't like the process that the Constitution calls out for them, he wants it gone. Wow. Senate Bill 406, also known as the Choose Your School Bill, Choose Your School, Choose Your Future Bill. It's an initiative to make opportunity scholarships, also known as vouchers, available to families of all income levels. This would allow parents to use public school fund allocation for their children and use it to send them to a private school or any school of their choosing. The bill would require public schools to allow students to graduate from high school in 3 years instead of four. Great idea. If your kid's that far ahead and he or she is cranking away, let them leave early. Some of these kids want to move on to their college days or move on to work for that matter. Today's a great day for kids, and that's what the bill is about, said the lead sponsor of the bill, Senator Michael Lee. He went on to say constituents continually support the increased school choice and more access to educational options. I haven't found one parent, well, unless they're very hardcore progressive, I haven't found one parent that doesn't agree with the fact that your kids, your parents, they should have a choice as to what school their kids go to. That they shouldn't have a choice as to understand what's going on in education. Amy Gailey, out of a Republican also there in North Carolina, one of the bill's principal sponsors, said in response to the email that not every school is a good fit for every child. And she is right. Kids flourish better in different areas. Some kids do better in some schools than others. Some schools are lean more to one side of a, I'm not talking left or right, in the teaching styles, in environment. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a minute.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I always thought that was a great intro. And I'll tell you why. Bob Hope, loved by many. Apparently, the Democrats were the same way back then. They just weren't in your face about it. I'm just saying. I can't. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air here. Texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. You should be part of the conversation. And the way you do that, please get informed first. Right? So, in all sincerity, get involved, get engaged, and then make a difference. Okay? And I know you can. You guys, I mean, seriously, I know many of you that listen to the show and reach out to me from time to time, people I've had conversations with over a long period of time. Right? I mean, seriously. I know you want to make a difference. I know you want to make a change. I know you want to make a difference. And you can do it. I know you can. I got faith in you guys. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right. Help me out here. Where was I? Oh, yeah. That's terrible, right? We're talking about the North Carolina governor, who's declared a state of emergency to try to stop voucher laws from being passed. That's a new one. right? Now, I love it because you love all these people. The North Carolina Democrat governor, he announced a state of emergency on Monday in anticipation of an override of his veto of Senate Bill 406. He said, I'm declaring the state of emergency because you need to know what's happening. Cooper, and again, this was his address to the public. If you care about public schools in North Carolina, it's time to take immediate action and tell them to stop the damage that will set our schools back a generation. Not true. The Democrat governor, he argued the bill would expand private school vouchers, potentially allowing even wealthy individuals to receive taxpayer funds for their children's private tuition, which is not true. I mean, it doesn't even come close. In the next few weeks, he said, their private school voucher scheme will pour your tax money into private schools that are unaccountable to public and can... Oh, yeah, right, because the public schools are accountable to public, right? We've seen how that's worked out. They've told the public... This is the part of the stuff that makes me nuts. They've told the public to go pound sand. You're not accountable to the public. I've seen what you've done to the parents that come up and speak to the board members. I've seen what you've allowed in the schools when the parents don't want it. A large number of parents don't want it. You don't care about them. Don't make it about that. You've got the teachers' union that are putting pressure on you. That's what this is all about. You know, and again, he goes on to talk about private schools, how bad they are. They're unaccountable for public. They can decide which students they want to keep in, which student will let in, which students they want to keep out. They want to expand private school vouchers so that anyone, even millionaires, can get blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. He just forgot one line. He forgot to say, even though I send my kids to a private school, you shouldn't be allowed to. They're just hypocrites. They're extreme hypocrites. It's great. So think about this. When you're out there voting, think about this. You have a Democrat governor declaring that school choice is a state of emergency. Unreal. I got nothing. Unreal. That's all I got. Can't go any further than that, right? Just amazing. All right, who else can I have fun with? Oh, Fox News, why not? You know, I've not been a fan of theirs for a long time. You guys know it. Long, long before they got rid of Mike Lindell, that kind of thing. I was on them back then. You could just tell. You could tell where they were coming from. You could tell what some of the big-name people were coming from. Right? So, I mean, it's kind of like... Why bother? Why spend your time over there? Why do all those things or be part of all those things that you really don't need to be over there? Again, they don't care about you. So get over yourself. Big time. For several years under the new leadership of the Murdoch sons and former Rhino lawmaker Paul Ryan, you know, boy, he could have been our vice president. He was running with Romney. I met the guy. He's no Republican. He really isn't. Not in the true sense of the word. He sits on the Fox News board of directors, right? The cable news network that are in the top spot by reporting news. I mean, they were known for putting stuff out there that mainstream media wouldn't touch. Right? I mean, good, bad, or indifferent. What was their old saying? And I do mean their old saying. We report, you decide. Or, you know, again, never stops with these people, ever, ever, ever. So now Fox is now being reported that all Fox News employees, regardless of their biological sex, will be allowed to use bathrooms that best align with their perceived gender identity. Right? They've also been given the green light. I could have a field day with this. They've been given the green light to be allowed to use bathrooms that best align with their perceived gender identity and to dress in the office in the attire that matches their perceived identity. Isn't that great? This is Fox News. This is the same group that did that whole thing where they, what was it? They celebrated the life, or they celebrated a young, I don't know how old he was, single digits, making the transgender change. You can't say, some people say, well, what happened to them? I don't think anything really happened to them. I think deep down inside, with some of the, you know, the announcers that are already there, if you would, they didn't change. Nothing changed about them. They're just the same. Do you guys, you really believe for a second that some of those people that you hear speak when Trump was there and even others, do you really believe that they were ever really truly on your side? Right? And Hannity, I mean, I know some of you guys are in love with Hannity. Not that he isn't on my side or our side or Trump's side or what have you, but he's definitely, I don't know. I met the guy. I watched him in action. Yeah, I believe he cares about his fans. But I'm not so sure he's truly on the same board or the same wavelength as we are, if you would. Right? Anyway. This is at Fox. These are just a, you know, these are a few of the policies now outlined in the updated company handbook. And you can share this with, you know, the handbook was updated in January of 2021. Right now, Fox also offers to help employees come up with a workplace transition plan to ease their gender transition. The revelations are now, what does Laura Ingraham do? What does Sean do when they're talking about these transgender issues? They're going to have to stop? Is it going to be considered hate speech? Will they be fired? The revelations come among amid conservatives at Fox. Their use of activist language like gender-affirming care and stories on its website, as well as the site's consistent use of female pronouns for biological males. Right? Like Dylan Mulvaney and Leah Thomas, the swimmer. Fox also drew a strong backlash for a June 2022 on-air segment praising a child's gender transition as an inspiration to others. That segment briefly depicted California State Senator Scott Wiener, not far left. The man is mentally deranged. That simple. He led a movement to soften sex offender registry requirements for sodomy with minors. Right? He highlighted the activist's claim that a child might commit suicide if he or she is not permitted to transition. This is a fallacy and a lie that they're perpetuating on you. All right? You go back and look at my interviews or listen to my interviews with Walt Heyer. This is not a true statement. Let's see. So Fox has caved to a bunch of demands. Maybe, you know what? Maybe they should hire Dylan Mulvaney if they're so sure that this stuff is real and true and works. Why don't they hire this Dylan Mulvaney to replace Tucker? I'm sure it wouldn't be a problem. Right? With all this stuff going on, do you really want to waste your time over there? Right? The one news source has reached out to some of the former Fox employees under anonymity and got their information on what's going on. And it's amazing. Go with your host. Hey, got two down, one to go. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be right back.